Not in the mold, the gold, in the soil that way.
Okay. Now, what other kind of nuts are there then? Not just ones that grow that way?
Oh, there's pecans and black walnuts and English walnuts and almonds. That's a good meaning.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, you said just about all the ones that I needed you to say. What do you call the hard inner cover of the walnut?
Oh, that's a hull.
Okay. And then what's the soft outer cover?
They're not no soft part.
What's the shuck?
That's the hull. We call that the hull.
Okay, the hull and the shuck is the same thing too. Okay, and that's the hard. That's the hard inner cover.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple, but it's got a real thick skin? You peel off the skin and eat it.
Oh, it's orange.
Okay. If there's a bowl of oranges standing somewhere, one day you go to get one and there aren't any left, you say the oranges are
all gone.
Okay. What are the little red vegetables that are peppery? Well, they grow in the garden. It's a little red.
Oh, radishes.
Okay. And let's see. What do you call the red vegetables that we had for lunch today?
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did you ever call them anything besides that, like the smaller ones?
They call the salad tomatoes, of the tiny ones.
Okay. All right. Along with meat, you might have, what's the one thing that everybody has with meat?
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Idaho with baked potatoes.
Okay, they're baked potatoes. How about the potatoes that are yellow meat? Have yellow
meat? Oh, that's sweet potatoes.
Okay. Are there any other ones besides sweet potatoes?
Yellow yams,
okay. How about the thing that has a real strong, the real strong odor, makes tears come to your eyes?
Onions.
Yeah.
But I like them cooked.
I sure do too. They're great when they're kind of sauteed a little bit. How about the real little young fresh ones that you can eat?
Spring onions.
Yeah. Okay. We were talking about this a few minutes ago. The vegetables that can be make a gumbo.
Oh, that's the okra and tomatoes, and you make a gumbo of that.
Okay. How about if you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and it will
rot.
Okay. What do you call the skin of the dried up apple? It was all
curled up.
When it dries up and it's...
I know what, I've seen them dried up.
Well,
just say dried up apples.
Okay. Or shriveled?
Shriveled. Yeah, that's
okay.
The word. Shriveled up.
All right. Now, how about different kinds of beans that you have?
Oh, yeah, butter beans. That's a lima beans and string beans. And of course the pole beans. That's a bunch of beans and a pair of running beans. And butter peas. That's a pea, though. It's not a bean.
That's all right.
That's enough. That's all the beans.
The yellow string beans.
Yellow. Yeah, the yellow wax.